pick up the Bible in front of you in the pew, and let us look at the Psalm numbered 19. The Psalm numbered 19. And we'll read this Psalm. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. An old Puritan has said very rightly that God never leaves off His glory. And when you rise in the morning and look at the heavens, you see the glory of God. And if you look on the earth, you see the handiwork of God. The days speak, and each day has a message, and each day addresses another day. Day unto day uttereth knowledge, speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. Notice carefully that the daytime is a day of utterance, and the nighttime is the day of revelation and showing, because He show things at night because the sun has set. And many of the great happenings in the Bible are night happenings, when God showed to His people in the night the goodness of His mercy. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. That's a tremendous text of Scripture. It tells us in the very depths of the deepest part of the world's ocean, God is speaking. And it tells us also that that goes round the whole earth. There's no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. And their line has gone through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Into them hath He set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and is circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. That's nature. And what a glorious demonstration of God's power is in nature. But then we turn to the Bible, the law of the Lord, and the law of the Lord is perfect. And the first thing that the law of the Lord does is to convert you. Please notice it. That's the first thing it's talking about. And if you're going to work for Christ, you need to be converted. If you're going to make a contribution to the church, you need to be converted. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure. It makes wise the simple. You don't need to be ignorant if you're a follower of Christ, because Christ is the wisdom and power of God. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Remember the day when a simple person that you were became a wise person. And you became a sure person because you were saved. God saved you. What a difference it makes when you're saved by God's grace. The law of God is perfect, converting the soul. the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. How do I know that I am saved? I know I am saved because it tells me here that the simple have been made wise. And when they're made wise, they get the peace of God that passeth knowledge and all understanding. For the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. Please don't look miserable. Rejoice, he says. And again, I say rejoice. We should be a rejoicing people. Why? Well, we'll never be in hell, thank God. We'll never be in the darkness of the damned, thank God. Thank God we have a heritage in heaven which no angel can take from us because it's ours, not for the years of time alone, but for all eternity. So let's put a smile on it. Don't worry about your false teeth. They'll stay there all right. Laugh and be happy. I remember listening to an old preacher, and he preached a sermon I never forgot, and it was laughing with God. Laughing with God. When you go home, get a concordance and look up every time it says laugh in it. It tells me he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. Mr. Spurgeon said to his students, let's all have a good laugh with the Lord. And the first thing you can laugh about is that God took you from the power of sin and set you free. That was a wonderful day. And you know, when you were saved, you never intended to be saved that day. But the Lord intended it. And thank God he intended it from all eternity. And he wrote it down in his book that on a certain day you were going to see the light and the burden of your soul was going to roll away. And you're going to sing with the Lord. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord. How do I know I'm saved? Because the Lord has given me a testimony. And when I speak my word of testimony, I'm simply reporting what God has done to my soul. What God has done for my soul. Took me from a fearful pit, from the miry clay, and on a rock he set my feet, establishing my way. The statutes of the Lord are right. Look at it. Rejoicing the heart. This is a happy psalm. Have you caught it on? There's happiness all through this psalm. A happiness that lasts. A happiness that's eternal. And it's God's happiness. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. What a list of blessings. Count your blessings. Name them four by four. And it will surprise you, for there's millions more, the blessings of a God. And then it says, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. I'd like to take that verse, and I'd like to take it to 10 Downing Street. And I'd like to put it up in the office of the Prime Minister so he would shut up about all the terrible calamities coming in this country. You know, you can talk yourself into ruin. And it seems to me that our politicians are trying to talk themselves into ruin. And then we have the fight of the two brothers. And the other day they were hugging one another and I'll stand by you. And now they're cussing one another. That's the way the evil people of the world act. But thank God, God has given to us His fear. It's clean. It endures forever. It's not come in on Monday and on Tuesday at lunchtime you've lost it. You'll never be lost if God saves you. If you try and save yourself, you're lost already. But thank God if the Lord does it, it's forever and ever. Amen. The fear of the Lord is clean. It endures forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More are they to be desired than gold. Here's a verse you can send to the Prime Minister. Instead of you, Cameron, crying out for gold, saying that we have to get the gold standards right, and everybody's looking for more money, and the woe men of the government are telling us we're all going to have to walk on our stocking soles, for we'll not have enough money to have boots. So you may start practicing. You know, the madness of our government. This world has survived, and it will survive. It'll survive to the day of the Lord's coming. And then the Lord will wipe it out. And the heavens shall depart. And the earth will depart. But thank God we'll not depart. We'll be with the Lord forever and ever. What a day that's going to be. Moreover, by them is thy servant born. By what? The desires of gold, fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant born. And in keeping of them, look at it, there's a great reward. A great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. And of course the great transgression is not having God always before your face. But if God's always before our eyes, we will never commit the great transgression. Listen to this. Let the words of my mouth. The psalmist comes right down to himself. And he says, let the words of my mouth, let the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and our Redeemer. What a psalm. What promises. What joy is in that psalm. May the Lord indeed bless it to our hearts. And may every one of us rejoice together. Amen. Let's have a wee word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank thee that we're here to pray tonight. We thank thee for this psalm. We thank thee that it rejoices our heart. The world is looking, our God, for Jags. But thank God we have got the medicine of heaven. We have got the life everlasting lotion on us. We are saved not for the years of time alone, but for all eternity. Lord, give us a baptism of old-fashioned praying tonight. Loose our tongues and grant that we may sing and praise and glorify the Lord God of Israel. Help us, we pray, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, Amen.